Five Places Where It Is Important to Do Things Properly, by Krishna's Mercy.
सूधे मन सूधे बचन सूधी सब करतूति तुलसी सूधी सकल विधि रघुबर प्रेम प्रसूति. Quote, one who is simple, straightforward, and pure in mind, words, and all their work, Tulsi says all that they do in their love for Sri Rama will be easily accomplished. Dohavli 152.
1. Studying for an exam.
Turn off the television. Put away the smartphone. You have to concentrate. You want to pass the exam, don't you? Why are you putting everything at risk? Be smart. Just tolerate a little difficulty for a short period of time. It will be worth it in the end.
2. Practicing a sport.
You are stepping off the wrong foot with your backhand. It is every single time. You should be moving forward. That will take some of the pressure off of your arm and shoulder. I am telling you this is the right way to do it. Even if you mess up in the beginning, just stay on the path and your body will get accustomed to the full range of motion.
3. Cooking in the kitchen.
You want to know the secret to cooking regularly? Do you really want to stop relying on ordering takeout every night? It all begins with the dishes. Make sure the pots, pans, utensils, and the like are cleaned on a regular basis. Never start preparing a meal with a sink full of pots and pans. You will lose your enthusiasm. I may sound crazy to you, but you have to trust me on this one.
4. Learning to drive.
Follow the rules. Be attentive. Check your mirrors often. Signal before turning. Keep your seatbelt on. Don't assume that others will adapt to your driving style. You need good habits in the beginning. This will make you a safe and effective driver for years to come.
5. Vedi Bhakti. The definition of yoga is union. One entity plus another entity. A link taking place, and with respect to life in the material world, yoga is the individual soul connecting to the supreme soul. There are different ways to create this yoga, and so it is not surprising to think of yoga in the context of exercise, meditation, stretching, and the like. This kind of yoga has accompanying benefits relating to health, but the real goal is the same. Whether people participating in the practice in a formal environment, such as a yoga studio, know the actual objective does not change the truth. Another kind of yoga is bhakti. This is linking to the supreme consciousness through devotion. It is one individual showing love and appreciation towards the higher individual. It may appear strange to try to force or practice love, and so we have terms like Vedi and Raganuga to distinguish the different stages of progression.
Raghin jan bhaje shastrer agyay. Vedhi bhakti balitare sarva shastre gay. Quote, those who have not attained the platform of spontaneous attachment in devotional service render devotional service under the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master according to the regulative principles mentioned in the revealed scriptures. According to the revealed scriptures, this kind of devotional service is called Vedhi bhakti. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya, 22.109.
Vedi Bhakti is the yoga following rituals and regulations, Vedi. The primary difference between Vedi and Raganuga is the need to be convinced. A person in the highest stages of devotional service does not require any outside assistance. No one will be able to break their connection, for yoga becomes who they are. It is their dharma in the way that fish cannot survive when taken out of water.
Na cha sita tvaya hina na chahampi raghav. Muhurtampi jiva ho jalan matsyavino dhrito. Quote, O Rama, you should know that just as fish cannot survive when taken out of water, neither Sita nor I can live without you for even a moment. Lakshman speaking to Lord Rama, Valmiki Ramayana, Ayodhya Kand, 53.31.
Since we have likely been illusion for countless lifetimes, Vedi Bhakti is our point of entry. This is the position from which we begin our journey in true yoga, in the way that Arjuna linked with Sri Krishna and Hanuman served in dedication for the interests of Sri Rama. If we are going to try Vedi Bhakti, we should do it properly. We should avoid a wasted effort. As in many other areas of life, practicing the wrong way will not magically lead to success. If there are ideal conditions which can be implemented, that path should be followed. In the area of Vedi, Goswami Tulsidas recommends straightforwardness in thoughts, words, and deeds. We should not be crooked in these areas. Duplicity should be lacking. We should be simple and to the objective. The benefit is that our Vedi will yield the result without much effort. We will be successful in developing love for Sri Rama. What can be greater than this? What more could we ever ask for? Who can be a higher authority on the proper way to live than Sri Hanuman? In closing, perfect practices to take. For end result to make. With devotional yoga, the same. First is Vedi Bhakti, the name. To processes like Sankirtana singing. When artlessness and purpose bringing. Then the love quickly to flow. And Rama's mercy to know.